a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Sitting in for Tim Hughes, I'm Sean Michael Lyle.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
President Trump is expected to sign a bill into law that creates a national three-digit suicide prevention hotline.
If you're in the middle of a mental health crisis, 988 is going to get you help.
The bill was authored by a Utah congressman. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, this has taken 4 years to finally pass, even with support from both Republicans and Democrats and little to no opposition. Representative Chris Stewart just joined us live. He says different states have different numbers. They've been hard to remember, but the three-digit 988 number will change everything.
And I really think it, in a short period of time, it's going to be as easy as 911, and it's going to be as universally known as 911.
Says it'll give support, like someone to talk to, or resources and tools for someone in a mental health crisis. Stewart says it'll take a year for the FCC and states to get the hotline going. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
As Mary just mentioned, we just spoke to Congressman Stewart live about his bill. Check out the news story at KSLNewsRadio.com for more from that interview.
And coming up at 7:05 on Utah's Morning News, adults and teenagers are both experiencing isolation as part of the stress of the pandemic. ABC's Jim Ryan will have more on our mental health in a live report.
Meanwhile, another Utah congressman bill has cleared the House. It addresses human trafficking. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on that. John.
Yeah, Sean, Representative Ben McAdams says he's trying to better attack and prevent human trafficking from taking place. A recent bill by him, which is now passed the House, is intending to do exactly that. The Stifle Act is off to the Senate, and if passed, it will order the General Accountability Office to study and report on major routes for human trafficking. Additionally, it will also look into the methods used to launder the proceeds of trafficking. According to the Salt Lake Tribune, the House has attached the bill to the annual defense bill, which must still be reconciled between the House and the Senate. McAdams' opponent in November, Burgess Owens, has also made stopping human trafficking one of his top issues, tweeting about it as recently as this past Saturday. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The governor is considering several possible intervention measures following last week's dramatic increase in COVID-19 cases. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone reports the governor has already encouraged a mask mandate in Utah County.
It's been a struggle since the beginning of the pandemic. How should leaders respond to COVID-19 in their communities? The sheriff's office says this is a health issue and should not be criminalized. In the words of Sheriff Mike Smith, the real mandate should be to our elected officials to address the specific problem in the area impacted with a community-based approach.
Another measure being considered by the governor is rolling some counties back from yellow to orange pandemic status.
COVID-19 is affecting even more Utah schools. Details from KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer.
Corner Canyon now has 70 cases. Students are on a modified learning schedule, and the school became a COVID testing site. Yet pictures of private proms were sent to us, homecomings organized by Corner Canyon parents. The health department told me they understand these are a rite of passage, but spokesman Nicholas Rupp told me they hope organizers will plan responsibly.
Deanie says those pictures show multiple couples standing right next to each other and they are not wearing masks.
President Trump is promising to make a Supreme Court nomination by the end of the week, but the political fight has already begun. KSL's top national stories this hour with Mark Jackson, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Senate Republicans say they have the votes to confirm any forthcoming Supreme Court nominee, but Vice President Joe Biden is appealing to senators to wait.
Uphold your constitutional duty, your conscience, Let the people speak.
President Trump says he expects a nominee by the end of the week. Late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose at the Supreme Court building tomorrow and Thursday. Always the trailblazer, she will then become the first woman ever to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday. A private burial at Arlington National Cemetery is held next week. Tropical storm Beta making landfall overnight on the Texas coast. This man lives on Jamaica Beach.
The most flooding we've seen here in about 10 years.
The storm that has 40-mile-per-hour winds is dumping at least 15 inches of rain along the Gulf Coast. Sexual solicitation charges are expected to be dropped against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft after a judge ruled video from a massage parlor cannot be used as evidence. About 20 men were accused of solicitation in Florida in early 2019. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The Louisville, Kentucky Police Department is canceling vacations and requests for days off in an apparent preparation for an announcement on whether police officers will be charged in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Police said yesterday that such requests are being canceled until further notice. Taylor was shot by police carrying a no-knock narcotics warrant.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.